I love that. As you eat that pie, you know where it's coming from.
Absolutely. And I love the debate on how exactly to say pecan, pecan. Oof. How are we doing it?
It's a serious debate. Mm. Serious. All right. Tom and Ethel Britt have run Carolina Nutcracker since 1993.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us for WRL News at 5:30. We're going to join the 6 o'clock news right now.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
This is an unfamiliar sight, shopping centers with empty parking lots on Thanksgiving night. Right now on WRAL, what this picture says about holiday shopping in this new normal. Thanks so much for joining us this Thanksgiving Day. I'm Lena Tillett.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. COVID concerns have kept shoppers at home last Thanksgiving, something that dragged sales down. But this year, retailers are expecting more than 65% of people who shop in the next 48 hours to do so in person, up from last year, up more than half.
WRAL's Eric Miller is live at Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary. Eric, what will this mean now that all these shoppers are coming for these businesses?
Well, experts we've talked to said this could actually be a record-breaking holiday sales season, but all signs here at the Crossroads Mall point to it being a delayed start. We're right outside the Best Buy here. You can see the gates set up where in years past we might have had a line. We might even have had a few folks camped out front at this point in the evening. This year, it's all empty as these big box stores push back the start of the shopping season. Now, this is the second year in a row that we've seen this change. Last year, that was driven largely by, of course, the pandemic and concerns about crowds. Major retailers, including Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, and more, say their doors are going to stay shut until tomorrow morning, think 5, 6, and 7 a.m. A number of these retailers have pitched this as a way of saying thank you to employees who have been out there working with customers during the pandemic. And experts we talked to say that it's going to translate to a flood of sales once these doors do reopen. Americans have cash saved up and they're ready to spend.
The holiday buying season is going to be the big opportunity for, I think, a lot of people to say, you know what, I really want to go out there. I want to spend some money. I want to make my family happy. I want to make me happy. This is going to allow me to forget the virus.
And folks we've talked to out here at the Crossroads Mall this evening say they're waiting for these doors to open, and as soon as they do, they are going to be rushing inside. We have heard that there is actually one store open here at the mall for Black Friday shopping. We're going to head on over there. We'll have that part of the story tonight at 7. Back to you.
Eric Miller live at Cary Crossroads. Thank Eric. Thank you, Eric. Even the outlets are waiting to open this year. A lot of the workers get to have Thanksgiving at home, which is nice. The Carolina Premium outlets in Smithfield and Tanger outlets in Mebane are closed tonight. Both open for Black Friday deals at 6 a.m.
And whether you're headed out to shop or staying in to watch football, get ready for a change in the weather for the rest of the holiday weekend as we look live in downtown Raleigh. How beautiful, how festive. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to tell us what to expect. Amy?
Love that picture behind you, Lena. Gorgeous weather. We do have a little bit of rain headed our way, which is really good news. And the timing is some good news as well. It's mainly overnight and just early tomorrow morning. There is a line of showers developing along this front, and I do expect that we'll get some rain. But it's going to have some trouble bringing us a decent amount of rain because the air is really, really dry. Maybe you've noticed that with your hands being dry. You need some lotion. The dew point is in the 20s across central North Carolina, so it's going to take some time to really moisten things up for that rain to start falling. But I think it will happen. It's just going to wait until after midnight tonight. This is around 3 a.m., some light rain. That's a line of showers along the front. 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, some showers in the eastern half of the viewing area, and they move out and things clear out for the rest of the day. So the highest rain chance is tomorrow anywhere between 2 a.m. and about 6 a.m. and then it's dry for the rest of the day. It is cooler and breezy tomorrow. I'll have the hour by hour temperature forecast coming up in a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Amy. And WRAL is here to help you navigate your Black Friday shopping tonight at 7 o'clock. Five on your side is Talking Televisions. Are you eyeing a Black Friday deal? Calling your name, Monica the Liberty shares reasons to pause on that rock bottom price. The WRAL Smart Shopper has been pulling together deals for weeks now, so you know just where to spend your holiday dollars. Search Black Friday on WRAL.com for the best buys, the must-haves, and coupon codes to check everyone off your list.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Hello, I'm Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center. A quick check out at the airport right now. Some of the parking garages, zero spaces at all. The first one right here, the premier lot, 100% full. The economy lot, 100% full. This is the main garage right there, Park RDU Central, 92% full this afternoon. Today, the airport management actually made the decision to open up economy lot number 4. Those economy lots were closed during COVID. They were forced to open that number 4 lot because there were just so many people today, which is actually a bit of a surprise. We didn't see these numbers like this yesterday. So just keep this in mind if you're headed out to the airport tomorrow or over the weekend. Guys, back to you.
All right, Mark. Thank you, sir. It was a wild morning for state troopers involved in a chase in Johnston County. Troopers say an officer tried to pull over a driver at Wilson Mill after he left a building site with a load of lumber in the back. They say the driver took off down the wrong side of Highway 70 at 100 miles an hour. Officers say he then got off at I-95, slinging lumber off the trailer into the trooper's path. A trooper was finally able to stop the truck near the Brogdon Road exit. Officials say the suspected driver is a convicted felon from Lumberton with a loaded AR-15, and the passenger had cocaine. Multiple charges are currently pending. Durham police stopped more than 100 drivers in one day as part of their efforts to crack down on speeding along I-85. Officers stopped 122 drivers, to be specific. Most of them were going pretty fast, over 80 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour zone. The fastest was clocked at 112 miles per hour. Durham police focused on I-85 within city limits because of the high number of crashes and injuries reported there in the last year. And speed isn't the only thing law enforcement will be looking out for this weekend. The statewide Click It or Ticket campaign lasts through Sunday. The Highway Patrol will be looking for dangerous behaviors, including speeding, distracted driving, and impaired driving.
So many of us have so much to be thankful for. And for many of us, Thanksgiving gatherings center around a delicious lunch or dinner. It's a moment when it's worth remembering millions of people here in North Carolina don't have everyday access to healthy and nutritious food. WREL's investigative data journalist Allie Ingersoll examines North Carolina's issue with food insecurity and local efforts to put food on more tables this holiday.
Food insecurity, or the lack of continuous access to nutritional meals, is an issue for people in every pocket of North Carolina. Around the state, more than 1.5 million North Carolinians are facing food insecurity today. That's according to data from Feeding America.
Hunger is something that really shouldn't even exist in the United States of America. We have plenty of food, but it's all about access.
We went to the food bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina as they packed boxes and prepared to distribute them to people around the area. It's in Wake County, which has one of the lowest rates of food insecurity, along with Union and Cabarrus counties. This map shows the percentages of populations which are food insecure. Scotland, Robeson, and Richmond have the highest rates. Tamara Baker with the Carolina Hunger Initiative says it's particularly prevalent in rural communities.
It's hard to find a place in North Carolina where there are not these economic challenges.
About 20% of those who are food insecure are children. That means more than 460,000 kids here in North Carolina don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Study after study shows that food is a basic building block of a child's well-being, and that impacts their social, emotional learning, that impacts their ability to take that test that day. So why do we not, as a society, value food like that, value nutritional food for our children? And it's a question that has plagued us, but has really been highlighted during COVID, when that access has been more of a challenge.
Between 2019 and now, the data shows Hyde County was the only county in the state to report a decrease in people who are food insecure. In Raleigh, Allie Ingersoll, WREL News.
So important to be reminded of that. And we did see a number of community events today of people working to make sure no one went hungry on this holiday. This is one of them, the Raleigh Rescue Mission, teaming up with Yellow Dog Bread Company and Southeast Raleigh Table to hand out about 1,200 holiday meals. A total of 250 volunteers cooked and then packed the platters. Another 90 then drove them door to door to those in need of a warm Thanksgiving meal.
A lot of people thankful for volunteers this Thanksgiving. The people at the Durham Rescue rescue mission did a lot of work. This is some video from earlier this morning. Our reporter Casey Cunningham was out there overnight as they were getting the food ready. When you're cooking for a lot of people eating the next day, you got to start early, even overnight. And when lunch was finally ready at noon, organizers served more than 1,200 meals. It took a total of 433 of those volunteers to make the food and then to serve it. The rescue mission CEO told us one of the highlights was just simply seeing people come together once again.
It's exciting. And it's great to see people getting together and conversing. We love having these events because a lot of the people that come to our events, you know, they don't have any other family. They don't have any other connection. And on a day like today, on Thanksgiving, this is when people do bad things. When, you know, they get depressed and bad things happen. And so we're really excited about being able to minister and to reach out to them.
Volunteers also delivered a lot of meals, hundreds of them, to people who can't leave their homes in the area. There were also groceries and clothing for families who need them. This is the 47th year the mission held its community dinner.
It is going to cool down significantly tonight. A great reminder for today, WRAL kicking off one of our events to help our community. It is time for the Coats for the Children campaign. You can go to WRAL.com/coats to make a donation or text COATS to the number on your screen. You can also drop off new or gently worn coats at participating Jiffy Lube locations throughout the Triangle. We'll share more information with you in the days to come about other ways that you can help. Tis the season to look for your family Christmas tree. This year, state ag officials say there's a pest living in some of those trees. How you can identify it before you bring that tree home. That's next here at 6 o'clock. And customers at a wellness center in Wake County are paying the price of progress. Still ahead, why they say just any gym won't do.
Welcome back. Let's take a live look downtown right now. That's a gorgeous shot, isn't it, outside the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. One of the best things about Thanksgiving, I think, is that we can officially start preparing for Christmas trees and Santa Claus and all that type of stuff. Thanks for staying with us on this Thanksgiving evening. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Lena Tillett. As Wake County's population grows, so do local health care services. In Garner, that growth comes at a cost. UNC is closing the Rex Wellness Center of Garner next year. WRAL's David Crabtree explains why many members are upset about this change.
At the Rex Wellness Center of Garner, members find rejuvenation and a sense of belonging.
There couldn't be a better place to come work out.
Recently, members of the 18-year-old facility learned it will all close in late September of next year. A statement reads, UNC Rex recently received regulatory approval to build a surgery center at that site, which will provide much-needed surgical services for that region closer to home. The news came as a shock to member Cheryl McCardle.
Yeah, I'm really upset and sad to see this close.
To my knowledge, there's no place else in Garner that has an indoor pool where people can do pool exercises.
83-year-old Edward Spence comes 3 to 4 days a week for the indoor pool and would rather not drive any further. Centers in Cary, Raleigh, Wakefield, and Knightdale are available, but they're about 10 to 25 miles away. Officials say, we recognize the inconvenience it will cause some of our members, which is why we wanted to give them lots of time to make other arrangements.
I have to say I was quite distressed because we live out in Clayton, so to go to any of the other centers just doesn't seem likely for us.
And even though some may be glad a surgical site will be closer to home, Spence doesn't like the trade-off.
You know, all of us people who are committed to the exercise will sorely miss this location.
David Crabtree, WRAL News.
UNC Rex healthcare officials say they will work closely with some of those members who want to shift to another wellness center in their network.
All right, I'm going to say something controversial here. I do a fake Christmas tree. I don't want to hear it. Don't hit me up on Twitter, but this is one of the reasons why. Okay, as you're picking up your Christmas tree this year, keep a close eye for something that might look like this, a spotted lantern fly. It does not pose a threat to humans, so you don't have to be worried in that way. It's actually quite beautiful, objectively, but it's highly destructive and almost impossible to detect. See, this pest can lay eggs on tree branches, metal surfaces, even vehicle campers. Because they are almost impossible to spot, the North Carolina Department of Agriculture is bringing in two detector dogs to track these pests. They are also asking you to please keep an eye out for these impossible to detect pests. If you think you found one, please report it. Take a picture and send it to badbug@ncagr.gov. North Carolina is the top state for Christmas tree sales east of the Rockies. Farmers expect to supply more than 5 million live trees this year. Maybe to my house. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind on the fake tree. Most of the farms are in the northwestern corner of the state, Ashe County, where the White House tree was cut this year, is one of the top producing counties in the nation.
Well, we are about to turn our 300-foot TV tower into North Carolina's tallest lighted tree. WREL's 63rd annual tower lighting happens on Wednesday. Oh, we all adore Raleigh native Rory John Zach. He'll be joining us live on the WREL Plaza, and we'll have fantastic local entertainment in Rocky Mount and Durham as well, where we will light the towers at our sister properties. Tune in for a live half-hour special at 7 p.m. Wednesday as we celebrate the season.
Waited for that. So today is a great day to pick up your tickets for the second annual WRAL Nights of Lights. Enjoy more than a mile of light displays featuring Santa's Playful Elves, the WRAL North Pole Workshop. It's going to be a lot of fun. The event opens to the public tomorrow. That is sold out. Okay, but hold up. There are still ways that you can get tickets. There are still dates and time slots available for the light show in Dix Park. Find the information and purchase tickets at WRAL.com/lights. You can use the code CHEER to take $5 off your ticket price. It's our little Black Friday discount. A little, hey, thank you for watching us tonight on your Thanksgiving. Take $5 off. Amy, how's the weather going to look out there?
It's going to look great if you're lucky enough to have tickets tomorrow night to Nights of Lights. I didn't get to go last year. I'm excited. I'll be out there tomorrow night, and the weather looks pretty perfect. I'll be in my winter coat, though. It's going to be a little chilly. Temperatures will be in the 40s at 6 and 7 o'clock and down into the 30s at 8 and 9 o'clock tomorrow night, but it's going to be dry for Nights of Lights. It's a rain or shine event, but it's always nice when it's dry for that. It was a cold start this morning. If you were out early, you needed the winter coat. We were down to 29 out at RDU. We made it down to 28 in Fayetteville, but then we jumped up to 63 this afternoon. It was gorgeous outside this afternoon. Nice and mild, that southerly wind really helping to warm things up today. This is a look at Durham right now. It's 52 degrees. It's quiet outside. We don't have any rain showing up on the radar right now. We'll take you to Goldsboro, where it's beautiful with the holiday lights in downtown Goldsboro. 51 is the current temperature. And then we'll take you over to the golf course in Southern Pines. Pretty there, 49 degrees though. So already cooling into the 40s in Southern Pines. The radar right now is quiet. I do expect some activity though overnight tonight and early tomorrow morning. A cold front is on the way and it's going to bring us just a little bit of rain. Not a lot, but it's something, and we could really use the rain. The showers still well to our west right now, just making their way into the North Carolina mountains. Overnight tonight, things are pretty quiet for the first half of the overnight hours, and then after midnight's when that rain is going to move in. This is 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, so some showers while you're sleeping, and then it starts to move out quickly. I think it's gone by 7, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll have clearing skies. Should be a beautiful afternoon, although cooler. We'll have a northerly flow tomorrow, so highs tomorrow will stay in the 50s, and it's going to be a little breezy. How much rain could we get? Probably a tenth of an inch, maybe a quarter of an inch. Not a lot with this system, but we'll take what we can get at this point. We're below for the month, and we desperately need some rain. So some scattered showers overnight tonight while you're sleeping. It's not as cold tonight. We woke up to 20s this morning. Tomorrow morning we'll be in the 40s thanks to the clouds and the rain and more of a southerly flow. But then we'll have more of a northerly flow in the afternoon. So it stays cool tomorrow. If you're headed out to do some Black Friday shopping, you might want the jacket. If you're headed out and about, we'll be in the 40s during the morning hours. We'll climb up to 50 at 11 a.m. We'll stay in the low 50s through the afternoon with plenty of sunshine tomorrow. So a pretty day tomorrow once we get done with that very early morning rainfall. And then Saturday's looking good. 53 for the high, a lot of sunshine. We'll get down to 36 Saturday night. The first evening of Hanukkah looking pretty good. Partly cloudy, highs on Sunday in the upper 50s, cooling it back down into the low 50s on Monday. And then Tuesday looking good, 55. We're going to light all three towers and the weather looks great on Wednesday. 57 for the high and it's dry. And then getting back up to around 60 degrees by Thursday. But overall, the holiday weekend forecast looking really good.
A little rain tomorrow. I hear you, though. Just sleep in.
Yeah.
It's easy. No
there you
problem.
Go.
Nice. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
All right, Casey Hinson, her fantastic pants are here with sports. I had to get it in.
It's a vibe, okay? And so is NC State women's basketball today. They're balling in the Bahamas on Turkey Day. We're going to hear for them. Plus, after losing a pair of 1,000-yard receivers last season, UNC has found a blessing in sophomore Josh Downs. Pat Welter goes one-on-one with him next. North Carolina's season has been a roller coaster. The Heels are counting their blessings, though, in Josh Downs. WRAL's Pat Welter recently sat down with the ACC's leading receiver.
He'll fire short. And that one complete to Downs. Downs take it off. Downs going to keep on running for the end zone. He is in for the touchdown.
It's one thing to score a touchdown. It's another thing to do it when everybody in the whole building knows you're getting the ball.
Complete to who else? Josh Downs.
Coach Longo, he does a really good job of making new plays, making new formations to try to get me open, and then I just try to use my game involved with the plays and just do whatever I can to get open for Sam when I need to.
Downs on his eighth catch of the night.
I've seen some of your pregame routine, like hand fighting. Like, you put a lot of time into those little details. Like, where does that come from?
That's been with me since I was a kid. My dad, he played in the NFL too, so he know, like, ever since I was a kid, he always told me, like, I know what it takes to get to the league, and, like, if I wasn't cutting it, he would tell me, you're not cutting it.
Well, your dad, Gary, is now a coach at East Tennessee State, coaching running backs, but played running back at NC State.
Then it's an 80-yard drive ending on a Gary Downs touchdown run straight to the Big Five camera.
So how did you become a Tar Heel?
So it's weird. I was actually going to go to NC State. And at first, my dad was not really. He was kind of sad about it because he was like, dang, he's picking my rival school over my alma mater. But in the end, he knew it was the best decision for me.
You've had this amazing statistical season, but you're still just a true sophomore. What's left for you to accomplish here at UNC?
I told myself a few weeks ago, I said this offseason coming up, going into my junior year, is going to be the best offseason of my life because I got to have an even better year next year than I had this year. So I have a lot more to accomplish. In my opinion, I haven't even played completely up to my full potential, so I got a lot more to do.
Lena, also huge news tonight. NC State women, they knock off number 2 Maryland. 78-60 down in the Bahamas. It was a big win. We'll hear from them tonight at 10 and 11.
Huge win. Casey, thank you.
And thanks so much for joining us. NBC Nightly News is next. And turn on WRAL News at 7 after that. Have a great night, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us.